Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Doolittle was going to join us at 10:45. He's on the Mattress Warehouse hotline right now, though. Sean, it's Grant and Danny. Good to catch up with you again, man. How you been?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry. I'm a little high maintenance these days. I appreciate you calling an audible for me.
Well, when you become an all-star, you get the inflated ego in the head. That's what happens. Congrats, brother. Proud of you, man. Really excited for you.
Thank you, guys. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward to playing that all-star card any chance I get.
Yes, you absolutely should. You're a two-time all-star now in both leagues. So we'll have to get a feel from you when it's all said and done, which is more fun, to be an all-star for the NL or the AL. But you're on the disabled list, and it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to pitch in the game, which is unfortunate. Is there a good story, like a weird baseball, you were packing your luggage or you ironed a shirt while it was on you kind of thing? What happened?
Yeah, I was walking to the field the other day, and there was a litter of puppies that was trapped on train tracks.
Wow.
And I had to jump onto the tracks. There was a train coming, and I was trying to save the puppies, and I got my foot kind of twisted on the rail, you know. But I got the save, and it was worth it.
Wow, that's very exciting. And honestly, a few days without you on the hill, I mean, Kelvin Herrera, Ryan Madsen, and company are going to be tasked with a little bit more workload. But to save some puppies, what kind of puppies were they, by the way?
They were these beautiful golden retrievers.
Wow, golden retriever puppies, too.
I thought he was going to say Dalmatians, and he saw Cruella de Vil down the line, the ransom note or something.
He doesn't know that I'm anti-golden retriever, by the way.
Yeah, because Grant has a ridiculous stance, Sean. I know we've got to talk baseball at some point, but his stance is that
Grant doesn't have any ridiculous stances. I find that hard to believe.
That's a good point, Sean.
I like this Sean Doolittle fella. Grant thinks that golden retrivers, I think, are, quote, too slobbery. Is that
true? Two things. One, they slobber way too much. They're disgusting.
They're the cutest dogs we have.
If you've ever seen a golden retriever, it's got slobber all over its face, which
is
awful.
It's just not true.
And the second thing is, they are hairy and they shed everywhere. They're big. They're encumbersome. They don't know it. I really couldn't be paid enough to have a golden retriever.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll make sure that these puppies find a good home, and I guess I can cross you off the list then, I guess.
You can, but I will say that if you ever find a French bulldog on a train track or anything, give it to me, and I'm still glad that you saved the puppies.
Yeah, I mean, you're a hero.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, French bulldog, they don't breathe loudly at all or anything like that. They don't snore. Yeah.
There's nothing.
I see your point.
There's nothing odd about French bulldogs.
It's just a service ace from Doolittle right past the helpless Paulson.
That was really well done,
Sean. What's the prognosis, man? What is it? Just you kick your feet up for a couple weeks? There's a lot of like ice in that stim machine on like the ball of your foot? What are you doing?
Yeah, so we're just really trying to let things calm down in there right now. I had to test it the other day. We cranked it up because after being day to day for a few days, we really needed to see where it was at. And I got off the mound, and it felt okay during that bullpen session, but pretty soon after it really flared up again. And so right now we're just trying to let it calm down. That nerve that runs through it, it's kind of on the bridge of the foot, almost kind of up above the first and second toe, and it's inflamed. The swelling's gone down, but there's really no timetable for it. I mean, because it's a nerve, it's a little bit different. But we got the boot. You know, I got this cool Adidas walking boot that I'm walking around in right now, and we're just trying to take some of the pressure off and let it calm down, and then we'll start working our way back.
Not pitching in the All-Star game, which I'm assuming is the case, right? There's no way you're going to throw in the game? Okay.
No.
Obviously a blow and stings the nostrils, but are you going to get to participate in some of the things still? I mean, what's your All-Star experience going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, unless they're going to let me use the All-Star game as like my rehab assignment, which, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm quite there yet, but no, you know what? I will participate in everything that they will let me participate in. I'm still obviously going to go, and I'm super excited to really just be a part of that whole experience and all the craziness that is, the All-Star Week. I did do it one time, but it's such a whirlwind. It goes by so fast because, you know, you are really busy. There's a lot of things going on, and I don't know. It's really hard to make it in the first place. It's really hard to make it as a reliever. I mean, I want to experience every last little bit of this. So they're not getting rid of me that easy. I'll be there. I can't hit in the home run derby either. That's a big bummer. I'll be in uniform for the game. I just won't be able to pitch.
Sean Doolittle with us, all-star closer for the Washington Nationals. Well-deserved all-star nod with us here on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Sean, I think my favorite thing going right now about when you pitch is everybody's obviously so geared up for the fastball. And it's when you drop in the occasional slide piece or a changeup or something like that, because it's not all the time. It's just enough to put it in the back of somebody's head. And there's a split second of you mother on the face of the hitter that makes me grin. It makes me so happy. Are you consciously doing that a little bit more, or is it just something that you noticed about how guys are approaching you at the dish, or what's up with that?
It's a combination of both, but it starts with since I got over here, it's been – sorry, I don't know if you could hear that truck just drive by. I'm in the service tunnel underneath the stadium. Since I got over here, I've been working really hard on a lot of, you know, developing that off-speed stuff. And when the catcher puts it down, I feel like it's a weapon. I feel like it's something I can attack hitters with. So I've really, you know, my confidence in those pitches has come a long way. And before it was a pitch where I kind of threw to even maybe steal a strike or something, maybe try to surprise the hitter. But now it's something I really feel like I can attack with. And like you said, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but if we can throw it just enough to keep them off balance, to keep it in the back of their mind, to have them kind of wonder, is this the time, you know, I know this guy throws 90% fastballs, but is this the time he's going to throw me something else? It can make the fastball just that much more effective.
Sean Doolittle and Grant and Danny, you guys are 4-2 with a chance to win a second straight series since your players-only meeting a lot was made about that. Do those generally for you, do you find that they work? Are you guys playing better because inevitably you were going to, or do you think that was a turning point, critical moment?
Like you said, we're 4-2 since then, so I can definitely stand here and say that it's because of the meeting. Come out of a meeting, you win 4-6. I mean, it was definitely good job by us calling the players meeting. I think it was a really productive meeting because we do have really good veteran leadership in this clubhouse. We have a lot of guys who've been through a lot and experienced a lot of different things in this game, and they have that perspective to know when to call a meeting like that. And, you know, really what to say. I think it was good that we had the meeting after a game. So oftentimes when you have a players meeting, you know, you have it before the game, you come in from batting practice and you get together and you have this meeting and you feel great going into the game and you almost play with like too much energy and inevitably almost every time you lose. And you're like, you know, all right, what was the point of that meeting? So a lot of times, like, you don't want to call a meeting because if you do it before a game, it's almost a guaranteed loss. So I think being able to do it after the game, kind of sit with what we talked about, let that digest, and come to the field the next day. We won 3 in a row coming out of that meeting. So I think it was good. We got to put some things on the table and it was kind of a reminder of some of the things that we need to do that we had gotten away from.
Sean Doolittle for another moment here on The Fan. All right, before we let you go, I want to tell you a quick story and just get your reaction to it. I think you'll enjoy it. So last night I had been texting back and forth for a split second with Brandon Kinstler, okay, right after the game. So this morning I got a text from my wife when I woke up, and I went to respond to her, and I sent an embarrassing text message to Brandon Kinsler that was meant for her, and I just want to see what you think about this.
It's a bad exchange, Sean. Grant doesn't look real good here.
All right, so I said to him, I said, again, this was meant for my wife, but you guys play today on our radio station at noon, so that means Danny and I only have to do a two-hour show instead of a four-hour show. So I sent her a text, and I said, guess who gets to come home early today to play with his little girl? But it wasn't her. It was my puppy, who I mentioned, the French bulldog, Fiona. So,
yep.
But I sent Kinsler this text message, and I said, guess who gets to come home early today to play with his little girl? And I was talking about my French bulldog. I can't tell you what Kinsler responded because it would get him in trouble, me in trouble, and everyone listening in trouble.
Lawsuits, Sean.
But just know that that happened. What are your thoughts on that? Isn't he the perfect person? He's the perfect person to send that to.
He's so salty.
People, I'm sure he'll forget all about it, and it won't ever come up. And I'm sure it's fine. It's really not that funny.
Yeah, he probably hasn't even thought about it since it happened.
Oh, man.
It's pretty good. Well, congratulations on the All-Star game, and good job tweeting Smash Mouth. And we're sorry that you can't pitch in it, but we'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's cool, buddy. Congrats.
Yeah, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Sean Doolittle of the Nationals here on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.